we say anything by way of homily, a most blessed feast day to all of our Franciscans who are here. Think of what we have done or celebrated in the last 6 days. We've had St. Michael, we have had our guardian angels, we've had St. Therese, and we've had St. Francis today. Throw in also St. Jerome and St. Remigius. I mean, but just in the last 2 days, the two saints who have probably had more impact on more people than any other, that is among the ordinary saints, obviously, our Blessed Lady and St. Joseph, St. Michael, I wouldn't consider them just ordinary saints, but among the saints, those two, and we've got them back to back. It's pretty astounding. There's probably no one on the face of the earth since our Lord who has had more impact on more people than St. Francis. And when you put the two of them, St. Francis and St. Therese, together, you can't help but notice the similarities. And you have to ask yourself then, what is it that is so attractive about these people? If you ask most people in our day, they'll tell you, oh, St. Francis, he liked to pet bunnies. That is not why St. Francis is a saint. St. Francis is a saint because he was conformed to Jesus Christ. And so when we look at St. Francis and at St. Therese as well, there are a couple of things that you'll notice immediately. Number one, and perhaps foremost, is their simplicity. Neither one of them is a simpleton by any means. Their writings are profound. But the profound simplicity that we see in both of them. And because of that simplicity, they both live a radical form of poverty. And the reason they would live that kind of poverty is because they had absolute trust in God. And because they had absolute trust in God, they had a charity that has rarely been seen in human history. That's what makes them so attractive. It is that love. But that love has to be obviously united with the humility and the simplicity. But the trust that they had, that God would take care of things, that he would provide. Think of what St. Francis did and all of the extraordinary things. And so many things that a lot of people don't even recognize started with St. Francis. Look at the Stations of the Cross around the church. Those came from St. Francis. Think of the creche that we put out at Christmas time. That came from St. Francis. Very practical in the way that he did things. But you notice once again where the focus is. Not on the animals. The focus is on the incarnation of Jesus Christ. The focus is on the person of our blessed Lord. And so when we look at it with the creche, yes, it's the incarnation, the birth of our Lord. And you look at the Stations of the Cross, they're about the passion and the death of our Lord. That's what St. Francis lived. Such an extraordinary conformity to the passion and death of Jesus that he was the first to be given the grace of the stigmata, to have the wounds of Christ in his hands and in his feet. That's how conformed he was to Jesus. That's what makes him such a great saint, not the stigmata, the conformity to Christ. But along with that is just obviously an infectious personality that he had, and just the charity. How he would love people, the poor people, the sick people, as well as the wealthy. He certainly loved them as well. But it's one of those things where you look at somebody like a St. Francis, and it is a universal acceptance by St. Francis. Just as we would know with Jesus, so people recognize with St. Francis. They can come to him and they know they're not going to be rejected. Now, obviously, we know in our heads that we can go to any saint and we're not going to be rejected. But it's what's in the heart that we have trouble with. And so we're afraid because we see this saint is so erudite, or this saint is so penitential, well, so was St. Francis, or this saint was just so extraordinary in their works of charity, so was St. Francis. Well, this saint was, well, you can put whatever in there, and you can say, yeah, but because I'm not like that, I wouldn't be accepted by this person. I've never heard anybody suggest that of St. Francis. Doesn't matter who you are, you know that there's something there that attracts you to him. And if you just take 2 seconds, it's not the bunnies. And so we have to then look and say, all right, if the two saints who have had more impact probably than any other saint of the ordinary saints on the lives of ordinary people, and we see those things that we can line up, their conformity to Christ, their extraordinary love, the union of the cross, and we're attracted to that. And yet at the same time, when it's offered to us, we run away. We say no. We don't want the cross. We want the bunnies. Well, let's get rid of the nonsense and let's get to the heart of the matter. What makes these saints so profound is their simplicity, which is their humility and consequently their charity. God wants that from you and me. He doesn't just want to be able to look at it and say, well, I chose Francis or I chose Therese, but the rest of you losers, forget it. No. God is calling us to the same thing. The problem is that we don't really want to be simple. We think that it's somehow more mature if we're more complex. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I remember listening to some of these people who are really super smart. And number one, I was bored out of my skull. Number two, I had no idea what they were talking about. It was way over my head. But number three, some of the stuff they were talking about, I couldn't have cared less because it means nothing to anyone. But this is what it is to be smart. We can talk about these interesting things that bore anybody else to tears, but we can sound smart. Who cares? Look at the saints that you're attracted to. They don't sound smart. They have profound insight into the truth because they have such a profound love. It's not about having more knowledge or more education. It's about having more charity. But we have to start with that point of saying, in order to get the charity, we have to have the humility. Or put it a different way, have to have the simplicity. And most of us, quite honestly, we don't want simplicity. We want something fancy. We want things that are pretty. We want things that are expensive. We want things that are going to impress people. We want things that are soft. We want things that are nice. We want things that are pleasant. Just go right down the line. You can name them all. Do we really want simplicity? Even external simplicity, let alone interior simplicity. That's what makes these people so attractive. And then we don't want it. We look at them and say, wow, I love these people. But I don't want to be like them. Really? Why not? Well, let's admit the truth, because I want to be like everyone else. I don't want to be like the saints, because there aren't very many of them, but there are a whole lot of people who aren't very saintly. So the majority wins, right? This is America. Let's take a poll. Well, the majority says that living like pagans is the way to go. So that's the way I want to be, because the majority must be right. And I have to fit in with everyone else. Isn't it about time we say no? St. Paul said that he would boast in the cross of Christ, through which he was crucified to the world, and the world was crucified to him. Not so that I could become more worldly, not so that I can fit in, not so that I can be like a pagan, so I can be like Jesus Christ. Isn't that what our life is supposed to be about? Then why don't we want it? Oh, we give it lip service. We're good at that. How about heart service? Where are our hearts? So something to think about when we consider the extraordinary nature of somebody like a Saint Francis. It has to start with the humility and the simplicity. That's what we have to begin to strive for. Because if we can have that, then the rest of the stuff will just fill in. But it's conformity to Christ, who was the most humble of all. And that's what we're attracted to in Jesus. That's what we're attracted to in these saints. And for some odd reason, that's not what we're attracted to in our own self. Maybe that's what we need to take to prayer. And since we're not afraid that we're going to be rejected by someone like St. Francis or St. Therese, maybe we can ask them to help us, that we could become more humble, that we could become more charitable, that we can become more simple, so that we can become more like Jesus, conformed to Jesus Christ crucified. And if we are, then the world will be crucified to us, and we to the world.